7 Perek HaBechoris, 6 Mishnah. Makish Bekel Sulov Al Kevo Yisuf. Person is Naknid. That when he stands, his is either his feet knocked together or his knees knocked together. Balapika ve'ikel, ezo ikel. What is his ikel? Kol shemakir palsoisef. He puts his feet together. Ve'en akavosef. No yishuzeh bezeh. And his knees don't go together. Bow-legged. Pika yitzeh migodlo. Pika is there is some protrusion coming out of his thumb. He has an extra finger coming out of the thumb that has a bone in it. Yeah. Or a keva yitzeh lachayrav. Another moment is if the back of his foot, the heel of his foot goes protrudes outwards to the back, like a normal foot that ends together with the foot. His foot is wide like that of a goose. Or his fingers are stuck to one another. Occlutus, the webbed, ad haperek. If the webbing is up to the joint, the middle joint of the fingers, then it's kosher. The matam neperek, if it's webbed more than that, more than to the second joint of his fingers, v'chotchen cut it, it's also kosher. And it was only if it's fully webbed and stuck together is it a mum. Ha'isa b'yaseres v'chotcha, if he had an extra finger or toe and it chopped it off. If that extra finger had a bone in it, that's considered a full limb. And even if you remove it, it's a mum. In love, then we look at it just if it didn't have a bone in it, we just look at it, it's an extra protrusion of skin, flesh, which as long as it's removed, it's alright. Yes, the other raglav, sheish, if he has extra fingers in his hands and feet, for example, six fingers in each hand, or srim v'alba, or six in each hand and each foot, which is 24 together. Rabbi Yehuda marshir, that Rabbi Yehuda is marshir, machom and poislam. So before we said that it was extra finger, it's a mum. Now we're saying it's machlikus. He is talking about when this extra finger is in line with the other fingers. Yeah. And also that there was equal amounts in each hand, so that's the way his hands look. So one was abnormal in respect to the other one. Hashoy b'shtei yodav, Rabbi Pesachom Machshirim. If a person is ambidextrous, Rabbi Pasels and Chachomim Machshir. Such a case, yeah. Hakushi, a person who is overly dark. Agicho, somebody has a red, too much of the extremely red complexion. Alavkan, somebody is very pale. Akapoch, a person who is very tall and skinny. Ananas, a person who is a midget. Acheresh Vashoita, a person who is deaf. And a Shoita, a person who is insane. Yeah, it's not clear if over here it's talking, this cheresh is talking about somebody who doesn't hear or speak, or a person that just doesn't hear. In order to be considered a shaita, it's only a person who doesn't hear and speak. It could be for a mum, maybe Yehuda seems to have a suffix, and maybe it's enough that he doesn't hear. Ashiko, a person who is drunk, is not really lavoida. Yeah. I guess it's the type of person that can't be talking about that he's drunk from wine, because another psul of shtuya yayin must be talking about that he's drunk from other alcoholic beverages. Bailei negoyim tohirim, a person who has negroyim, like tzeres, discolorations of the skin, but ones that are not metamahim. It's not the right color to be metamahim. All these are psulim be'odim v'ksheim behema. The puzzle by Adam, because he's not a standard looking Adam, but it's kosher behema. It's not really a full fledged mum. The puzzle by behema, but by an Adam, there's something that you have to be shava bezare shalaron hakoyin. You have to be like the average koyin, and these and dissimilarities from regular person are enough to render impossible. If an insane animal is not lechatchil to bring it as a korban. Dulim is a person who has pieces of his flesh that are hanging from his body, sticking out of his body. These type of people also are possible to Adam, kosher by behemoth.